I saw my grandmother getting upset because she thought people were stealing things from her. I saw my grandmother getting upset because she was convinced that there was floods in the house and that there's people coming to take her, even though obviously none of that's happening. We went to see the neurologist, and what did the neurologist say? There's nothing I can really do. I can give you some medicine to maybe make her less agitated, but I can't do anything else.
Each year, nearly 10 million people worldwide learn they have a disease that causes dementia. And as the global population ages, disease rates will continue to rise. Historically, treatment has provided little hope. But today, people like Dr. Varun Ranjan are working hard to help change that through precision medicine. This is Connections in Precision Medicine, an original podcast from KPMG. In this episode, we're exploring the emerging role of precision medicine in the neurodegenerative diseases that cause dementia. Dr. Varun Ranjan will share what makes dementia so challenging to diagnose and treat, and how precision medicine could dramatically change patient diagnosis, treatment, and outcomes.
I'm Varun Ranjan. I'm a managing director at KPMG's Healthcare and Life Science Deal Advisory and Strategy Practice. And I work a lot with our precision medicine team, thinking about how do we evolve the precision medicine continuum across a variety of diseases, such as neurodegenerative diseases. What is a neurodegenerative disease? Outside of Alzheimer's, it's a disease a lot like Parkinson's, Lewy body dementia, which has symptomology both Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, frontotemporal dementia, vascular dementia, which is a dementia that I think we're going to see quite a rise in prevalence over the next few years, amongst many, many others.
One of the many challenges in treating neurodegenerative diseases, or NDDs, is that a person may experience neurodegenerative changes in the brain for years or even decades before noticing symptoms. By the time they see a doctor, they may already be in an advanced stage of the disease.
Today, in dementia, if I think of a typical patient, it's probably someone in their 60s or 70s, and they notice, oh, I'm getting forgetful these days. I forgot what I had for lunch yesterday. Where are my keys? I've been looking all over the house. Really, right now, the only diagnosis happens when there's that kind of inflection point and someone proactively goes and sees a doctor. Unfortunately, with the doctors right now, whether it be a PCP, a neurologist, or others, thinks is, well, I can give you this kind of like exam where I'm going to ask you some questions that's very qualitative. It's not very quantitative in nature. So it's very much like you see in psychiatry. You can make diagnoses, but it's not definitive. It's not like cancer where you can see the cancer itself. By the time we can theoretically diagnose these patients, it's too late in the disease. And for many of these diseases, the only way to truly make an official diagnosis is postmortem.
Precision medicine is uncovering the biomarkers that can indicate that a patient is at risk of developing an NDD or that they're in the early stages. This is leading us toward new, minimally invasive screening and diagnostic tests that could help reveal dementia-causing diseases before there are neurodegenerative changes in the brain. It could also mean treatments tailored not just to specific NDDs, but to specific patients.
So we are starting to see a lot of innovation in diagnostics and testing technologies to help diagnose and stratify these patients, not just to get them earlier in the disease course, but to help stratify who has what type of disease. So we are seeing the development of a lot of biomarkers. A lot of these right now are very much based on cerebrospinal fluid, CSF, which is somewhat invasive, but we are starting to see a lot of that innovation moving forward to more of those more simple blood-based biomarkers, which allows for easier testing, less risk, and more frequent testing itself. So some of the biomarkers we see are certainly very diverse, from basic amyloid to phosphorylated tau to inflammatory markers. If I can make a parallel to lung cancer, it's very heterogeneous. but we have different biomarkers and different treatments. If you have biomarker EGFR, you get this treatment. If you have biomarker ALK, you get this treatment. And that's the way we need to move forward in neurodegenerative diseases as well. The other biomarker that I think can be really interesting here specifically are digital biomarkers, whether these are things that connect to our phone, smart devices, or others. We can use these digital tools to see changes that may be indicative that a disease is coming on or getting worse.
While the development of amyloid plaques is believed to be a key factor in certain types of dementia, there are many other factors that can impact the course of the disease and how it responds to treatment. The better we understand these factors, the more able we'll be to design treatment plans tailored to the genetics, physiology, mental health, and lifestyle of the individual patient. This multifactorial approach is a key tenet of precision medicine.
Amyloid is thought to be the driver of Alzheimer's, but that may not be the driver in frontotemporal dementia. That may not be the driver of dementia in a patient with Parkinson's. That may not be the driver in dementia of the patient who's had multiple heart attacks and strokes and diabetes and high cholesterol that has more vascular dementia. If I think more broadly, what are some of the other considerations? Gender is a big one. Alzheimer's is known to adversely affect women in a 2-to-1 ratio versus men. Metabolic dysfunction is another major consideration, and the role that metabolic dysfunction plays in the inflammatory pathway specifically in the body. So a lot of people are speculating that Alzheimer's is actually type 3 diabetes, and we need to be thinking about how do we treat the metabolic dysfunction itself. And then I think a lot more about how society has changed, environmental factors, whether it be pollution, whether it be the food that we eat, whether it be exposure to other chemicals. That's really thought to be playing a role a lot more than perhaps we've looked at historically. And something that's emerging a lot more is the gut microbiome. A lot of people believe that a lot of diseases in our body emerge in the gut itself. And if we can effectively optimize our gut, we actually may start to prevent a lot of diseases. So it really gets back to, we need to start exploring opportunities to look at treating this more holistically and multifactorially than we have. So we've gotten a great start with amyloid, but we need to think beyond that now moving forward.
Historically, drug therapies for NDDs have been extremely limited. As a result, patients who differ widely in terms of the neurodegenerative diseases they have, as well as their contributing factors, have been treated the same.
They're going to give them an acetylcholinesterase inhibitor like Aricept, or they're going to give them an NMDA receptor like Namenda, which doesn't really go after the course of the disease. It's really meant to help with just some of the cognitive aspects. So it's really about the symptoms rather than the treatment itself.
Precision medicine is changing the way we detect and fight disease. We're already seeing dramatic changes in some areas. For example, today's breast cancer patients are diagnosed sooner, treated with more precision, experience fewer side effects, and have far more positive outcomes. One day soon, the same could be said of patients with Alzheimer's and other neurodegenerative diseases.
So that really gets to the concept of precision medicine. It's about giving the right patient the right treatment at the right time to help optimize outcomes itself. We're not treating the disease, we're treating the patient.
At KPMG, we're working with various stakeholders in the ecosystem, from biopharma through to diagnostics companies and others, as they look to develop the various tools and technologies that can help us defeat dementia. You've been listening to Connections in Precision Medicine, an original podcast from KPMG. If you'd like to learn more about KPMG's role in precision medicine, click on the link in the show notes. Please subscribe to keep up with ongoing developments in precision medicine, and thanks for listening.